Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Well, each week on the Great Destinations Radio Show, we check out some of the world's amazing landmarks. And today, we'll tell you how to get the best from a trip to one of America's most popular sites, the Statue of Liberty. It stands 27 stories, or 305 feet tall. I never realised it was so big, did you? It also moves in the wind, and you can climb it. Alicia Butler from freetoursbyfoot.com says it's worth getting one of the ferries from Manhattan to Liberty Island. They go every 20 minutes.
As soon as the boat gets close to the island, you can start to see the little details on the statue that you can't see from far away. And then you get right up close to it, and it's kind of like a skyscraper. You get to go on Liberty Island, and so you get these amazing views of Manhattan and Brooklyn Bridge. And then you can go into the statue. Our company offers tickets up to the pedestal of the statue, which you're basically like right underneath the statue's feet for the most part. And you walk around on a viewing platform. Or if you book like 6 months in advance, you can get crown tickets where you can go all the way up this huge spiral staircase. It's about 350 stairs, and you can go up to the crown and get right up at the very top of the statue.
I guess it's quite busy. There are a lot of people there if there's a waiting list to go up to the crown.
Probably one of the most popular tourist destinations in New York City. So the pedestal costs about $18 to get to. The crown only costs $21. So they don't want it to be something that just the elite few can get to. Even in the hottest months of the summer, when you're out on Liberty Island, it is nice and cool. It's probably one of the best places to be when the city is really, really hot. So sometimes the lines get a little bit long.
Winter and weekdays see the shortest queues. Alicia's company has New York travel tips on freetoursbyfoot.com.